Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason, you know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it, tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for March 30th. I'm your host, Darren Armstrong, and I am here today on my own to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 10 live feeds. It was day 32 in the house, and it was one of the slower days. Here to do a solo update. we got a little bit of movement here and there, but for the most part, we've got a plan that's in place, that's still mostly in place. We have a proposed sort of new structural alliance thing happening with Kevin, Josh, and Helena. They are going to be trying to get some conversations going through the day to try to lock that in, but they don't have too many opportunities. But we're going to talk through it all and let you know what's been happening here as we run through the day. Of course, you can ask me some questions at the end as well if you are interested in that. So think up some questions as we talk. So let's start the day. Jess is our HOH. We're not really going to see them on the feeds much. In fact, there's barely any, it's almost like the HOH room feeds are like just off. I don't think I saw the HOH room at all yesterday. But Jess is the HOH. They nominated Herman and Moose. Herman won the veto and Tanisha went up as the replacement. The current plan is to flip the vote on Tanisha with 5 votes: Marty, Gino, Jace, Kevin, and Helena. Now, the night before, day 31, Kevin pitched this plan to Josh and proposed that Josh would remain on the other side of the vote in order to maintain his cover with Herman, Summer, and Betty, primarily with Summer and Betty. So that's the current plan. That's currently what's happening. As of day 32, Herman, Summer, and Betty are completely in the dark about this plan. They do not know it's happening, and they have no idea that Moose is going to be staying. Moose also doesn't know about the plan, but Kevin has hinted to Moose that he has maybe a better chance than he may have anticipated and that he should be pitching to people. He'll have a conversation with Moose today to continue on with that line of thinking. And of course, Tanisha also does not know that she is in trouble. Tanisha's going to be taking it easy here on the block, thinking things might be okay. I will say, and we'll talk about it today, Summer does have a little bit of an inclination that something might be wrong here, but has not yet gone like into full panic mode about it. But she is a little bit concerned, as we'll talk about through the day. So that's where we stand. That's where we are right now. So let's get straight into the day. Kevin started the day talking with Marty. They talk about the split house. They talk about how basically once this vote comes in, it's going to be one side versus another. And they have the numbers. They have the number advantage. It's essentially, Marty says it's essentially 7-4, but Jess can't play, which makes it more like 6-4. And those are good numbers. Those are good odds, but he still doesn't love it. He's still kind of concerned. He wants to be positive, but he's kind of pessimistic. He's going to go in there. He's going to, you know, try to get that win, but he's worried that, like, yeah, they have the numbers, but hey, one of those people could win and then he could be in some big danger. He's very concerned about this. Kevin says, you can't be worried. This is your week. It's week 6. It's the Kevin Martin video. This is your week to win. Come on, Marty. Let's do it. But keep in mind that Marty is worried about this, and he should be, because people are talking about targeting him if they are to win. So it's something that he needs to be concerned about, and he is concerned about it. And I do think it will play into some of his conversations later in the day as he is talking to some of the people on the other side. So Kevin is going to go to Josh. Now, remember, Kevin pitched to Josh the night before on day 31 that him, Josh, and Helena should be a three-person core alliance trio. It's the three of us to the end. We're the brain trust. We're going to run this house. You're going to be over there. Helena's going to be over here, and I'm going to be over there. And we're all going to have influence to help protect each other and move the house in the direction that we want. That's the big pitch to Josh. Josh has been thinking it over through the night. And Kevin says to Josh, like, hey, I think both you and Helena want to work with each other. I think you're just a little bit wary of one another. I'd love to get you in a room and squash it. And Josh says, I agree. Josh did have a very brief conversation with Helena in the morning about just like general feelings, but they didn't have too much time. They didn't really have too much time throughout most of the day, but they do have at least a little bit of a conversation later in the day that we can point to. But Kevin is talking to Josh. Josh is feeling better about the plan overall, and he is interested in doing it. He just needs to make sure that Helena is on board. Kevin asks Josh if he's in, this was a funny part of the conversation. Kevin asks Josh, like, he kind of tries to trap Josh, like, because he thinks he's being clever, right? Because Josh is saying he's a student. He's not saying he's a doctor. And so Kevin's like, man, a long time to take off for a PhD program, right, Josh? Josh is like, I'm not in a PhD program. So the master's program. He's like, oh, no, I'm not. I'd like to. That would be great. But, you know, not quite. Kevin's like, well, winning this 100K, it's a lot of money to fund your education. Josh is like, yeah. I can't wait for people to find out Josh is a doctor. I feel like that's a reveal I actually care about. I'm excited to see how they respond. I mean, I think they'd all be very like, whoa, that's so cool. But I think it'd be very, very fun to see them react to it. Josh says he's come to the conclusion that Kevin's plan is brilliant and he's definitely in as long as everyone else is. So Josh is on board. He's in. He's ready. They also talk about how, like, this is the week that Godfrey flipped the house back in Big Brother Canada 3, and how, like, that there could be some interesting parallels there. So the overall point here is that Josh is in. He's ready to go. He just needs to talk to Helena, and the plan is still on, that he's going to be voting to potentially keep Tanisha while five other people vote Tanisha out, and the three of them will continue to run the game here. So Josh is going to go and he's going to go in into the Expedia room, and he's just thinking by himself, like I imagine thinking through the plan and thinking through what he wants to do. Summer comes in and says, hey, can we talk game real quick? Summer asks him, do you think Moose is really still the target? And Josh is like, well, I'm starting to think maybe no, I'm not sure. And she's like, exactly, this is what I'm saying. I just thought it was really weird that Jess approached Moose to talk strategy, and then feeds cut on this conversation. And when they come back, Jace is there talk blocking them. So there's a couple of things here. The feeds keep cutting on game conversations, especially when they bring up Jess. And then also, if you recall, Jace has come up with a talk blocking strategy, which is that they are going to just follow around Josh, Summer, Betty, and Hermann as much as possible to prevent them from talking game with each other as much as possible throughout the week. And so that is also limiting the amount of game talk that's happening here. So we don't get much from this. I know a lot of people saw this as like Josh maybe trying to hint that something was going to go down, but from my perspective, it was Josh picking up what Summer was putting down and just playing along like he normally would. Summer very clearly was asking for an answer of, I think there's something wrong with the vote, potentially. I'm wondering if Moose is really the target. And Josh was like, maybe you're right about that. I don't know. As opposed to just like trying to defend something that he doesn't need to defend. I think this is a very positive quality of Josh in general, is that like a lot of people in this position would be like, oh, it's supposed to be a secret. I need to trick Summer into thinking that Moose is definitely the target. But Josh understands that he should just continue playing as though he is regular Josh. And you know, if Summer feels like something is off, he's going to agree with her. So Kevin's going to talk to Helena now that he's done talking to Josh. And he gives Helena the pitch that he gave to Josh, that, hey, I think the three of us can create sides in this house, do what Kyle undid, and create sides that are beneficial to us, and work with Josh to maintain influence on all sides, while promising him a final three, right? I think it could be very effective, and we could be the power in this game. Now, he says to Helena, we would be sending Josh out at like 6 or 7 because he'll win unanimously. Like, we don't need, obviously we're not taking Josh to the end. That would be ridiculous. But for now, we can definitely use this and use him to play this whole house. And in regards to taking Josh, when to take out Josh, she goes, oh, we can play week by week, like when we decide to cut Josh. But she likes the idea in general. She does have some concerns. And as she's starting to explain the concerns, I think these concerns are about the Tanisha vote rather than the Josh plan. But we don't really know because the feeds. When they come back, Summer has just walked by and Kevin says, who knows if this actually will ever matter. But Kevin says that he's been holding on to some information that Summer said that she wants to backdoor Gino. Because of some tattoos, that he must be like a psychopath to get neck tattoos. And he's like, I'm going to tell Gino this one day. I'm going to let him know. Kevin does say, and this is a big topic of conversation throughout the day, keep note of this because we know that it's a double eviction coming up on Thursday. We don't know what kind of double eviction it is, but we know it is a double eviction. And many of the people in the house also suspect that there is a double eviction coming up. Most of them are planning for what they might do if it is a double eviction. Kevin says to Helena, his plan, if it's a double eviction, if he wins, would be to nominate Summer and Betty and then backdoor Hermann. He would not use the front door. That would be dumb. That has not worked for anybody. So he would put up Summer and Betty and then Hermann would be the backdoor. Helena says, in my head, I know what the right thing to do is, but, and then the feeds cut again. When they come back, Helena is saying to Kevin that she thinks that Jace will cut Gino. She thinks that they will cut each other, but particularly she thinks Jace will cut Gino. This is important to note because Helena has a good relationship with Jace. And it's pretty clear that she finds value in Jace beyond just a tentative connection, that she's really trying to work Jace and that she actually thinks that she can get Jace separate from Gino. I think this is kind of a classic like rookie error if she actually thinks that Jace will go against Gino or cut Gino. I think the more realistic way to look at this would be to say, hey, if Gino leaves, I can have Jace. Expecting Jace to be the one to take that shot or to be willing to cut Gino in a spot, I think is not impossible, but a bit too risky in my eyes. But I think the overall thing to take note of here is that it seems like Helena does find a lot of value in Jace. So they also go on to talk, Kevin and Helena, about how similar they are. And Kevin says that he thinks casting must have known that they were going to like work together closely because they just have so many things in common. And Helena's like, oh my God, yes, I've been thinking the same thing. And they go over all of the things they have in common, going over the M degree, and all of those things that they have in common. So these two still continuing to work closely together, as they plan out the week. Kevin is also going to go to Moose and he is going to, again, just kind of be like, hey, Moose, I know you're working on your campaign. He wants to give Moose some advice, kind of coach him up on like how he should pitch to the 5 votes that he needs. He says that a big thing is going to be safety, obviously, for a lot of these people. He also gives him tips on like specifically, this is what you should say to Marty. This is what you should say to Jason Gino. This is what you should say to Helena. And he says, for me, the main and most important thing is safety. If you promise to keep me safe, you follow through on that promise, like I'm totally in with you. That's what I want from you. And Moose is very willing to give that to Kevin. And they even talk a bit later in the day as well, where Moose is going to essentially promise Kevin like a couple of weeks of safety, no nomination, no anything from Moose to Kevin. So that's locked in. I think, you know, again, like the main thing here is that Kevin tried to make sure that he got in early on Moose. He talked to Moose the night before. He's talking to Moose again here in the morning on day 32, really trying to make sure that he's one of the first people to give Moose some hope that he might stay. Act like he's on Moose's side and that he's trying to help Moose out and help Moose get to the point where he's getting the votes to stay. Kevin already knows that Moose has already gotten the votes to stay. And so he's just trying to get credit as much as possible to, from Moose for getting this to happen. Which is obviously very good if you can pull it off. Moose is then going to go around and start campaigning. Now we know again that these campaigns are mostly pointless. We know that they already kind of know that they want to keep Moose around and take the shot at Tanisha. So it's not super important what's being said in these campaigns, but they are happening. Moose talks to Marty. He says to Marty, he'll keep him safe in the game. Marty says he'll consider it. He doesn't want to say where he's voting yet. Marty's main line here throughout the day, even when talking to other people, that are outside of the 5 that already know, hey, I'm not going to say where my vote is yet. I'm undecided. I could go either way. Moose also talks to Gino and Jace. He pitches to them. He says, I know I need your votes. I would not put you up if I won. They say they mostly care about that. They just want to be safe from Moose. He says, I can absolutely promise you that. So he's promising Gino and Jace safety as well. And after Moose leaves, they talk about how good it would be to have Moose on board. They talk about how like, going into this double eviction, it would be great to not have to even bother targeting Moose. They already are not really looking at Hermann. They talk about how if Marty wins, he said he would nominate Summer and Hermann. Gino says, but if they win, they can put up Summer and Betty and then use Moose as a replacement if they need to. And Jay says, oh, I'd love for Betty to go. So seemingly the target here from Gino and Jace would be Betty. And they feel very solid with their numbers moving forward. So So, you know, again, interesting stuff there. Looking forward at this double eviction, there are a lot of slightly different plans from a lot of the people that are voting Tanisha out, but most of them do end at Summer and Betty on the block, Herman and Summer, Betty and Summer, Betty and Herman. You know, most people wouldn't just straight up nominate Moose at this point because they do feel like they're getting something out of keeping him. It's one of those classic things that we talk about where, the Benjamin Franklin thing, where it's like doing somebody a favor makes you like them more. The people that are keeping Moose are now less inclined to go ahead and nominate Moose afterward because they're doing him a favor and therefore they must like him and then he must owe them something, so on and so forth. But he is a good replacement nominee and he basically volunteered to be used as a pawn. And so they do talk about that as well as a possibility moving forward if that pops up. So, Rudy asks, is that a good target for the showmance? I don't like it because Betty can't go, right? For Jace, it's not the worst target in the world. Betty has been talking a lot about Jace, and her relationship with Helena. That's why she's targeting Betty. The conversation that happened, I think it was yesterday, the day 31, it might have been day 30, where Helena talked to Jace and told Jace, hey, watch out because Betty keeps talking about how close we are and questioning me about how close I am to you, Jace. And Jace was like, ah, that's so annoying. And Jace has really been on Betty's case ever since, really wanting Betty gone. There are probably better targets for Jace. I think that Summer is probably not the worst target for Jace, considering the weird dynamic between the two of them. You know, obviously the reality is that, Jace is in a weird position because she doesn't have much influence over the house in general. She should mostly be focusing on safety. For Gino, is Betty the best target? Probably. It's not the worst thing in the world. Betty is somebody that would be targeting him. I do think that Gino and Herman, the relationship that they are rebuilding is pretty good. So I think in general it's not the worst target in the world for them if they take out Betty. It would be unfortunate for us, but I can't fault them too much strategically for it. So we will see. All right. Why do I think Moose is delaying his pitch to Helena? She keeps wondering about it. Will he offer the same safety? I think he will offer similar stuff. He knows he needs her vote. I think he, who knows? Helena's difficult to find time to talk to. She's very, as many people, as we saw yesterday, like it was hard for her to find time with Josh. She never really has like long conversations with people. And I think Moose is trying to, slowly lock things in. I don't know exactly why, it's being delayed too much, but, I think it'll be fine. I mean, Helena is the person that has the most amount of, hesitation for keeping Moose. And honestly, like Moose talking to Helena, I don't know. It could make things worse. It could make her hesitate even more, to be honest. So we will see. So Moose is going to pitch to Josh as well. He pitches to Josh. So and this might be part of it, too, is that maybe he thinks he can get to Josh and Herman and he won't even need Helena. But he pitches to Josh basically that if Josh keeps him, Josh and Herman, he wants Josh to talk to Herman. If Josh and Herman flip to keep him, then the four of them, himself, Josh, Herman, and Summer can kind of be a four moving forward. And like, what better way to really stick it to Jess than by keeping their target in the game? Little does he know that, Tanisha is the target. But he pitches that to Josh and Josh is, that could be interesting. I could consider that.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Josh then goes to talk to Gino about Moose's campaign, and they talk about how Moose campaigned to both of them. It's a hard decision. What do you think is going to happen with this double eviction? It's an awkward conversation. You can tell that Gino kind of wants to breach the topic of like, so would you really want to keep Moose? And Josh is kind of, I think, trying to be like, I'm open to this. Like, don't think of me as your enemy. But it's a little weird between the two of them. Then Josh finally gets a chance to talk to Helena very briefly. And she says, I agree with Kevin that the three of us can really do well together. Josh agrees. He says it's a big leap for all of us, but I don't think anybody will put two of us on the block at the same time. And that gives us a lot of power. And Helena says, I completely agree. And we'd have influence all over the house. And I think that Kevin's right, that people are starting to catch on to our like lying low games. And I think it's time to step up and really start doing things. And Josh is like, absolutely, I'm in, like, let's go. So that's basically their conversation. They get interrupted by Betty, and they start playing around, and talking about a fake fight. And Betty was like, oh, you said you didn't like a person. I'm so into that. And then they got interrupted, but the point here is that, and I don't think anybody really doubted this, but conversations have been had. People are starting to lock it in. Helena, Josh, Kevin, for now, seems to be the plan moving forward. So Herman talks to Marty, here, and this is again, typical Herman. It's a Tuesday night. There's an HOH competition coming up soon. Marty has mentioned that he's thinking about putting Herman on the block, and Herman has been trying to work Marty. He's been trying to work the competitors. I've been talking about this for a long time. Herman's new line has been the big players, the big competitors in the house need to stick together, take out the weaker players. I don't want to work with Summer anymore. She sucks at competitions. She's throwing them. She doesn't want to play for me. I want to work with people that are strong. And Marty is one of those people. And so he gives that pitch again. He says, I want to reach out and start repairing this relationship. I don't want to work with Summer and them when they're not winning competitions. I want to be safe with you. And Marty, who last time that they had this conversation a couple days ago, was a little hesitant, a little bit like, well, give me something first. And then afterward was like, I don't trust this guy. Remember, his conversation with Kevin this morning was, with an HOH coming up, I'm starting to be concerned about the numbers. Like, yes, we do have the advantage, but easily that other side could win and then I'd be in a lot of trouble. So Marty's feeling a little nervous. He's looking for some security. And so when Herman pitches to him this time, he's a little more open about the possibility of working with Herman. Herman goes through a lot of other stuff, but the point of the conversation is that he wants to pitch the, you know, that they start working together again. Marty in this conversation is going to like do his very typical Marty thing. He's like, and I just want you to know, Herman, I don't even have any deal with anybody in this house right now. The only person I have a deal with right now is Kevin. Everybody else is just like an understanding. And it's like, Marty, nobody would have any idea that you have anything with Kevin unless you start telling people. Why would you do that? But you know, typical Marty. They start talking about Betty having a secret power. This is really starting to spread throughout the house that Betty has a secret power. She probably has a secret power. She might have a secret power. Hey, in order to find out if she has a secret power, they're going to have to nominate her. If they nominate her and she's safe, all right, they flushed it. If they nominate her and she doesn't do anything, all right, they figured out she doesn't have a secret power anymore. That's the problem about pretending you have a secret power in the Big Brother game. Ultimately, though, they both agree that they're going to promise each other 1 week of safety. They're going to start slow. They're going to see, all right, we'll give each other 1 week. We will not nominate each other initially or as a backdoor for the following week. And then that will be like the building block to start building trust again if they're able to follow through. So they have made a 1 week deal, which like is interesting because if this is a double eviction, what qualifies as 1 week, right? Does that mean that in the double eviction they're safe, but then the following HOH they're not? Or does it mean that, hey, double eviction doesn't count, it's not a full week? Who knows? Who knows? But there's reason to believe that Marty may actually hold true to this because Marty cares a lot about his word. And this could be huge for Herman, who would be able to take one of the bigger competitors who was looking to target him off the board. He's already got Gino and Jace not looking to target him. If he now has Marty not looking to target him, that would also be a very, very good thing for Herman moving forward. It basically just leaves Helena and Kevin who might target Herman. And that's pretty much it because he already took Josh off the board by making the final two with Josh. And I don't think anybody else is really looking at Herman as a target. Now, having Kevin target you is still not great, but let's say a double eviction, like if Kevin nominates Summer and Betty, and then let's say like Summer comes off the block and Herman goes up and it's Herman versus Betty, you probably would have like Gino and Jace looking to take out Betty first. Marty didn't promise he wouldn't vote to evict Herman, so he could still be a vote there. Obviously, Jess and Helena would be votes against Herman. Josh would probably go Herman at that point. But it could be a close vote, theoretically. I guess Summer would probably keep Betty. So it would probably still be Herman that leaves because they only need four. So it's still risky there if Kevin or potentially Helena wins, but Herman has done again a great job of maximizing his odds of staying alive just by putting in the work. I appreciate Herman here. He is truly showing the value of playing hard. He is everything I've ever talked about in terms of like, there's no such thing as playing too hard, as long as you're, you know, not messy. And Herman is very occasionally a little bit messy, but for the most part, he just goes to work. He goes to work. He works at it. He works at it. He works at it. And he gets to a point where he might be okay in this double eviction. You never know. So Summer is going to talk to Marty a little bit in the hot tub. She's wondering where he's leaning with the vote. He says he hasn't really decided yet. And she's going to pitch to him a bit for why he should keep Tanisha in the game. She says, I think the majority is leaning toward keeping Tanisha and taking out Moose. Just so you know, if you want to be with the majority, you should probably vote for Tanisha to stay. And he goes, I'm probably leaning that way, but, I'm still just trying to keep my options open. And she goes on to pitch some more, but, again, you know, Summer at this point is campaigning more than Tanisha is, for Tanisha to stay. But Marty's really not giving her anything here and just continues to stonewall in the sense that, I don't know what we're doing. Hermann is also going to go and talk to Josh, it's the other way around. Josh is going to talk to Hermann because, Hermann says to Josh, hey, I feel best if you, me, or T wins the next HOH. And I think Josh is like, oh, you poor soul. You think that T is staying. Josh says, well, Hermann, Moose pitched to me and he told me to talk to you. And Hermann goes, oh, really? Interesting. What's the pitch? Josh says, Moose's pitch is that the four of us go to the final four. And Herman's like, four of us, who's the four? And Josh says it would be you, me, Moose, and Summer. He wants the four of us to ride to the end. Obviously, he would love to have Tanisha with us, but one of them has to leave. Tanisha would be gone if he stayed. And Herman says, you know, I'd be totally fine with that, but I don't want to go to the final four with Summer. I'm not into that. And he goes on to explain how frustrated he is with Summer throwing competitions. He talks about how he can't believe that when he asked Summer if she would be willing to use the veto on him, she said no. She didn't even pretend that she'd be willing to use the veto on him after they'd been tight since day one. He felt like that was such an annoying thing that she did. And he said, basically, like, I mean, I'd be down to ride with you and Moose and someone else, but not Summer. That's my only issue with that whole pitch. If we could swap Summer out with somebody else, but the problem is I don't even know who that would be, but I would be much more interested in this pitch if it did not include Summer. It's like, man, the damage done between the Hermann and Summer relationship has been massive. And it's something that we've been tracking for a while, all the way back to even before the veto situation, when Summer just talked about how she didn't really feel like she needed to win HOHs. And we noticed that Hermann was a little bit annoyed by that, going all the way into that veto conversation, which I think was really the final straw for him. It's rough. That is rough. And, you know, the way that Hermann plays the game, it is very important for his allies to win competitions. He wants to set up a structure and he wants his allies to be winning. He wants to steamroll this game. And it's difficult to do that if you don't have allies that are winning. So, it's unfortunate, but, Hermann says basically, let's just keep thinking about it. Let's table it for now. Let's consider it. Let's try to figure out if there's a way we're keeping Moose makes sense. But for now, let's just, we'll put it aside. I don't want to take a big risk on Thursday and then have something go wrong. I don't want Tanisha to stay and be pissed at us or anything like that. So, let's leave it on the table. This is a very clear indication that Hermann is definitely willing to keep Moose, especially if he knows that the votes aren't there. I think he would absolutely flip over to the other side. So again, I think there's a very good chance that this vote doesn't end up as this 5-4 split that we might anticipate. There's a very good chance that it could be something like 6-3 where Hermann has flipped, or even 7-2 where Josh has flipped as well with Hermann. And then, you know, at that point, both Herman and Josh can be like, we had no choice or something along those lines, which would be, in my opinion, better for both of their games. Kevin wants Josh to vote with Tanisha because he wants Josh like fully entrenched in that side. But I think he also wants that to happen because it will damage Josh's relationships with the other side, with the Marty, Jace, Gino, contingent, and even Jess to some degree, because he wants Josh to be like there, and he wants him to be here, right? So if Josh is able to go to Tanisha and Summer and Betty and be like, look, I'd really love to vote with you, but we don't have the numbers anymore. They've got 5. Herman wants to flip 2. Like, I think at this point we just need to, you know, we just need to all go over there. I think he can keep his relationship with Betty and Summer by saying we didn't have the numbers, and at the same time make a little bit more of an inroad, with the Marty, Jace, Gino kind of group, by, because they feel like they've lost him. And if he votes against them and isn't part of this flip, I feel like that's really going to start to lock in a little bit. So for Josh, I think that would be his best call. But obviously for Kevin, it's better for him if Josh is a little bit damaged by this, while still working the three of them, Josh, Helena, and Kevin. So that's where Herman's head is at right now. The biggest thing for Herman with Josh is that they're still locked in. They've got a final 2. They're ready to go. And this is another thing. Like, obviously, Kevin's looking to take Herman out, which is another thing that limits Josh's options. Herman thinks that the big players are all on the same page. He says, I've been pitching to all the big players. I think we're all on the same page that we want to see some of the weak players leave. Although I am probably going to have to take a shot at Jess at some point, as Jess is also a big player. But for the most part, he thinks that he's getting people, you know, together. And he is to a degree, but not quite to the degree that he thinks he is, so far. So that was most of the day. Kevin does talk to Marty again, and he lets Marty know that Summer is looking to backdoor him or Gino. He says that Summer is honest to a fault, and they talk for a little while, but for the life of me, I can't hear what Marty is saying in this conversation. The audio is so bad, and Marty is whispering like he is like trying to make it so he can't hear himself. So I apologize, but this was impossible to comprehend what was happening in this conversation. That was most of the day. That was pretty much what we had here on day 32. Lots of potential plans heading into the double eviction. There was a lot of talk of, again, targeting Marty or Gino or Jess from one side. A lot of talk of targeting Betty or Herman, or, you know, even Moose a little bit from the other side. More plans for this split vote, and the Kevin, Helena, Josh crew coming together. But watch out, Josh, they're not actually loyal to you. So there we go. That's what we've got. Any questions before we wrap up here? Second, the complaint about the audio. Yeah, man, the audio has been bad in a lot of different situations, and just very quiet overall. You switch from like the Big Brother feeds to anything else, and your ears will get blown up. Why would Jace and Gino agree to blindside Herman, Josh, and Summer? Is there any benefit to this unnecessary breach of trust? No, there's no benefit. And why did they agree? Because they're Jason Gino. They should absolutely tell Herman what they're thinking, get Herman on board, and then Herman has no reason to not trust them moving forward. Like I said, I think Herman is very willing to go back to them after being blindsided anyway, because what other options does he have? But it's just unnecessary damage to their relationship. You know, the biggest reason it's a blindside is because people like Kevin are pushing for a blindside. And Jace is really into the blindside too. But it really only benefits people like Kevin to have this be a completely split vote with a blindside and all of that. We'll see if it sticks. It shouldn't. It normally wouldn't, but maybe in this house it will. Let's see. How did Jess find out about the split? Jess is fully in on the split as far as we're aware. Again, Jess has barely been on the feed, so it's hard to know exactly where Jess stands in all of this, but Jess has been in on the flip from the beginning. Do I think Gino should let Herman in on the flip? Yes, I do. I think he absolutely should. I think he should go. I think he should go to Gino and look to Herman. I think if Gino were an active player, he's in a great spot right now to do what Kevin's doing and to some degree go to Herman and pitch to Herman like, hey, this is our idea. We can make this happen. We can make Moose stay. We can bring Moose into the fold. We can work with the bros and the competitive threats and, we'll take out Tanisha and then we'll work on whatever, right? And I think Herman would be down, especially if he got the sense that there was momentum in that direction. And then Herman would feel very included in all of the Gino things. And I think Herman would work with Gino and Jace long term. I think he would go deep with them. But, you know, it's Gino and Jace. Who's in the most danger in the double? Well, honestly, for that one, I think there's like a lot of math to be done. Tune in tomorrow on my Twitch channel when we go over the stock watch. We'll probably try and figure out who I think is most in danger. Off the top of my head, I think Herman, I think Betty, I think Marty, and maybe even like Gino or Jace are probably the most in danger. Or Jess a little bit as well, in some trouble. But in terms of the odds of these things, yeah, who knows? Is Jess a goner in the double? Not necessarily a goner. I think there are certain scenarios where Jess could leave, but not all the scenarios. What if the double twist is a BB Can 5 reverse week, house votes for nominees and HOH votes to evict? I mean, obviously that would be a throwback. Like the thing is that like, yeah, they've been doing some throwbacks, but it's weird to say like this is a new kind of double eviction. This is not your average double eviction. And then like throw something in that we have done before would be kind of weird. What if that were to happen? That would basically just doom. Let's see. It would be probably if the House voted on nominations, we would probably be looking at Summer and Betty. Most people were looking to nominate Summer and Betty together. Kevin was looking at that. Would Helena vote that way? Helena would probably put at least, Helena would maybe want like Herman on the block, but either way, Kevin would vote that way. Both Gino and Jace were looking at Summer and Betty. Marty would probably vote Summer and Betty. That's four people all voting like exactly the same out of, 11 total. You'd probably have like Summer Betty looking at like Marty and Jess, Herman looking at Jess, Moose and Jess. So Jess could maybe end up there. It could be like a Betty and Jess, Summer and Jess, but it would probably be like Summer, Betty, Jess would be the top picks. Yeah, I think probably that would be the case. If it were a reverse double or whatever. Secret HOH for the double. That's actually, you know what? I actually like that idea. The invisible HOH was an interesting concept that, in my opinion, didn't really play out well for the feeds. It made the week really, that was like the one dud week of Big Brother Canada 9. But you take that concept, you condense it into an hour. I think that could be a lot more fun. Like in the chaos of a double eviction, who even did this to me? I don't even know. Yeah, I think that would work. I think you could be onto something there. Let's see. Where did I get the hoodie? This is, I believe it's this Roan hoodie. It's great. Do I feel like I haven't shown Jess because they're on production's nerves? Who knows? I mean, I don't know how much Jess has been doing because we haven't seen Jess. So it might just be that Jess isn't really talking much game lately, but who knows? Let's see. Any other questions here? I will be live tonight on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, watching the episode live with all of you. And then I'll be watching some Survivor. Then we're going to have a recap that we record during the Know-It-Alls. Will be released after the Know-It-Alls. And then I will also be recording about Survivor tonight. So that should be very fun. Survivor Stock Watch. Anything else? I think that's about what we've got. Who would be the best HOH for Team Fun Feeds? I don't think that, like, the thing is that this season is kind of like anybody can win. Every week is Fun Feeds. There's no duds here. We're killing it. It's all working out. So. All right. That's what we have for today. Hopefully you enjoyed this update. Again, we got a little bit of a slower day here today. But you know, even a slow day in the Big Brother Canada 10 house is like, full of strategy for most other seasons. So, hope you guys enjoyed it here today. I will, of course, be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother Canada 10 live feeds. I will be back tomorrow night as well, watching the episode live with all of you on Twitch. I'll be streaming about the Stockwatch earlier in the day, and then we will be recapping tomorrow's eviction episode of Big Brother Canada 10. Lots of Big Brother content coming your way. The Taryn Show with Peridium is out. I also recorded with Claire from Big Brother 23 for this week. If you're interested in that, stay tuned. We had a very fun conversation. Tonight, I should be speaking with Kemi about Survivor. So make sure you tune in for the Survivor Stock Watch with Kemi. Lots of fun guests here. And find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. Check out all the things. Thank you so much for joining me here today. And I will see all of you next time.
We are actuaries. In a world filled with unpredictability, we use our math skills to navigate uncertainty. Actuaries make a difference in people's lives across industries and the world. Actuaries have the freedom to work anywhere. And according to U.S. News and World Report, we're the 25th top-paying career. Make an impact as a fact seeker and a truth teller. Use your math skills for good as an actuary. The world needs you.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.